Well, good morning. It's so good to see all of you here today on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost. And we want to welcome everybody. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it today. And no matter what you faced this past week, remember, you can always come in and give whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, however you're feeling, that you can give that to the Lord and ask for strength from Him. And a little bit later on, we'll be continuing in our series. And today we're going to be talking about friendship and the wisdom of friendship. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Joy fills our hearts as we celebrate God's love.
God's love flows through our hearts.
That is what it means to be the body of Christ.
This is what it means to be God's family.
Let us rejoice as we worship this day. Well, let's join together there. You can either turn in your hymn book to 638 or follow along on the PowerPoint. In my heart, there rings a melody, all three verses this morning. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for He washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Together there this morning for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Lord, be with us today as we come to You from all life's circumstances. Give us courage and strength and fill us with Your love and grace that we may serve You effectively and fully. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we are going to invite our young people and all of our teachers, staff, aide, support staff, or whatever. We're going to invite you all to come forward. So come on now. The kids are ready to go because they're ready for it. You don't have to sit down because we're going to stand this time. Yes. So yeah, you got to look out that way and smile real big to everybody. Now, we'll let you turn around here. I'm going to pull up the litany here in just a minute. So, are you ready for school?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, if Chase was here, he'd be saying no also. Yes. So, we thank our teachers and the staff and all of those that work so hard with our kids every year. And we definitely want to be praying for them. And so, we want to pray for all of you. So let me pull up the litany, and then I'll lead the congregation, and you guys can look up there too and join with us, because you can pray for yourself or those standing next to you. And let's join together for our litany, and I'm going to invite all of you out in the congregation. You'll be reading the underlined and italics part there. God, as our children return to the rhythm of a new school year,
we ask for blessing upon them.
That they may learn and grow.
That they may make and be good friends.
That they may have their minds opened.
That their hearts may be tender.
That they may be protected from evil.
That they may be filled with love.
Now join with me as I continue to pray. And Lord, as they make independent decisions each day, be with them. As they work and play, be with them. As they relate to others, Lord, let your presence fill them. As they navigate tricky situations, let your spirit guide them. As they confront their own hearts, be with them. For our teachers, we pray for endless wells of your grace to be with them. Wisdom and insight so that they give to each of the kids. Creativity and abundant resources. Blessings on earth and in the spirit. Use them, Lord, to be a blessing. And we know safety is never guaranteed for anyone, but we ask that your angels would guard and keep them all during this school year. That kind people would surround them and support them during their school year. And Lord, give us wisdom as we raise and teach them, not only at home, but in our churches and in the communities of faith and schools, Lord, that they might model kindness and empathy and awareness and encourage their creativity and open-mindedness, Lord, so that they can be a blessing to whoever they come into contact with. And surround them with your love and welcome them, Lord, with your favor and blessing as we ask it now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Thank you, guys. Now, the kids, you can stay. And everybody else can go sit down. You guys can sit down now.
Yes, please.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
So you guys are all ready to go back to school?
Yes.
Oh, you got your supplies already?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, I don't know where the dollar supplies are at, but I spent almost $100 on Jake's for school supplies. That's crazy. I bet you don't even know how much Mom and Dad spent on you, do they? I don't know what it's going to cost when they get up into high school. And God only knows, I know those fees at college are crazy, so. But that's just part of life. Now I want to talk to you today about friends. Okay, how many of you, and you can lift your hand, there's no wrong answer, so. How many of you can say, I have one really good friend?
I have one.
You got one? Okay, very good. Okay. Do you have two? Okay. Three or four? Okay, okay. So, you know what? It's hard sometimes. nice to have friends. And sometimes it's, but when you can find that one that can be your friend all through school, and even when you get older, you will truly be blessed. The adults have been talking about the book of Proverbs a lot, and we've been looking at that. And one of the things that Proverbs talks about, it talks a lot about friends and how important good friends are. Because they're there with us through thick and thin. You know what that means? When everything's going great and when everything's going bad. Because, I mean, what good is a friend if they leave you when everything's going bad? So we need friends that'll stick with us through thick and thin, through no matter what happens, that we have a good friend all the time. And you know how you have good friends? Is you be a good friend. Yeah, that means we stick with them through thick and thin. And guess what? I was doing a little looking this week, even though I'm not going to touch on it until maybe like the end of my message today. But I was amazed at how often Jesus called people friends. Even strangers that came up and asked something from him. And he would say, friends. He would call them friend. That tells me that Jesus must have had that friendly disposition. Have you ever, it's easier to smile back at somebody if they're smiling at you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But what if I'm going like this?
That's bad.
Am I having a grumpy day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you know, I better not go talk to them.
I should go pick somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. You can go talk, yes. But you know what? Sometimes just a smile helps. Especially if your friend, if one of your friends is having a bad day. But if you can smile at them, or wiggle your eyes. He does that every Sunday, that's why I'm going to give him a hard time. It makes a difference, because friends will be with us there. You know what else friends will do? They'll tell us things that sometimes we don't like to hear. You know, maybe if you said something to somebody because you were mad at them, and your friend comes along and says, you know, I don't think that was very nice what you said to them. Oh, I don't want to hear that. I want to be mad at them for a little while. Can I be mad at them for a little while?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's what you call a really good friend. But also, they're the kind that you can tell them anything. And they'll keep it a secret, or they'll be there to help you, or encourage you, or listen, or even pray for you. Good friends. They make a difference. All right. You can head on down. You have Miss Linda today. And as they're heading down, we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we pray. So somebody this morning, joy or concern. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that we need prayers for Hawaii.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up, because that just keeps getting worse. And Jody and I were talking about that yesterday, and she goes, you remember we were in that one town. And I said, yeah, I know. Gone. Because of the fire. So, yeah. It's been tough hearing about that. But yes. Somebody else. Go ahead.
Prayers this week for Colton. Sarah's flying to Seattle, so he's first flight by himself.
Ah, okay.
She's taking the insurance
contract. Hey, the first time I got on a plane, I loved it. So, yes, I hope he does too. Well, yeah, but is he? He's not 18 yet. He's getting close, though, isn't he? Yeah. So.
Larry Henningham's
family. Larry.
Honeyman.
Hanneman.
Honeyman.
Honeyman. Honeyman. Okay, thank you.
And also Edwards.
Yes. So we want to remember the Honeyman family and the Everett family that were both mentioned there with the loss of those loved ones. And somebody else. Okay, we'll go here.
Tuesday morning, I couldn't get out of bed. And my mom goes, "What do I do?" I said, "You got to call for help." So I couldn't get out of bed.
We're so...
The girls from New Carlisle come and got me in the ambulance and took me to church. And they, you know, looked all the monitors and all that. And the doctor come in and said, "You've got pneumonia." I said, "What?"
Wow. Yep.
I had to go to the doctor the next day, and he goes, "Yeah, you got pneumonia." And by the time me and my mom got home, she's on that my chart stuff from the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And we got there, and she got looking. Well, the doctor wanted me to go back to the hospital and get more tests done, x-rays, chest x-rays. Well, I got back in there and was walking down through there, and the girls go, "Weren't you just in here yesterday?" I said, "Yes, I'm back." "And what kind of x-ray you got to get?" "I got to get a chest x-ray." She goes, "Well, come this way." My mom goes, "Well, how many people are here?" I said, "Well, there won't be a go, so I'm going."
Yeah, well, usually if the doctor's office sets it up, yeah, ahead of time, it's done. But yeah, so we want to remember Don in our prayers this morning. And I saw a couple other hands. Let's go ahead. Okay, so we want to remember Alicia as she's going to be traveling. Another, yes.
My son is a truck driver over the road, and the other day he was in an accident. This girl came over into his lane and hit him. But thank God, no one was injured. This is on the interstate, so that's amazing.
Yeah, thank God, yeah, yes, very much. We thank God for that. Others, yes.
Kay told me to tell you she could appreciate a good prayer today.
Okay, we will do that.
We will do that.
So we want to lift up Kay this morning in our prayers and ask for God's touch upon her. Somebody else. Yes, Heather. Yeah. What's the last name of the family?
Least.
Least. Okay. Okay. So we got another one there, the Least family. And yes. Yeah, that's never easy, especially when you're close. And appreciate your prayers for the Least family. Any others? Good. Yes.
Good. I just want to praise all the accomplishments of the kids at the fair. Everybody has done very well at the fairs. Just to watch the accomplishments is huge.
Yes, I know. I'm surprised I haven't heard any joys related to that. Tyler and Katie, I mean, they did real well with their chickens and turkeys. And Jamie did real well with her sheep and goats. And who?
Yep.
Maddie did real well with her pig, especially on Born and Raised Day. I think the girls did well with their, was it dresses?
Yes.
Yes, and another, yeah, the clothes. And Riley and Grace, I think it. Does Charlie do clothes? Okay. Yeah. So just the kids just did real. It was just one of a great fair, and I was out there almost every day, and I love spending time with them and the kids and all of that. So that was a blessing. Any other prayer needs here before we move on? Yes.
Trevor
his family wants to thank the church for praying for him. He made it Tuesday night, come in their conditioned vehicle, and they set him up in the thing, and he won.
Oh, wow.
I got second. But anyway, that's a joy. The concern is, I just got a message from his dad. He can't keep no liquids down or nothing, and they took him to the emergency room, and they're trying to give him liquids, and it's just, you know, it's the process.
It is. It is. And sometimes it's slow, or sometimes it goes quick. And so we definitely want to pray for Trevor and his family. And appreciate your prayers for Jody's dad. He's just getting more frail. He's still getting around, though. It just amazes me. But just appreciate your prayers for him today. And also for Chase. Chase had a procedure done on his toe this week at the foot doctor, and they lasered some things. And so he's taking antibiotics, and he'll be off of his toe for a few days, and then he'll gradually put it back on and or put more weight on it and kind of be back to normal in a week. But appreciate your prayers for him this morning, and because he had it done on Friday. And I think that's about it. So as she plays this morning, if any of these names you remember, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we just thank you for this day, that beautiful day, and thank you that we're able to gather together in your presence and worship and share in fellowship and hear the testimonies and the blessings and the joys. But also, Lord, we want to lift up the concerns today, so we do lift up each of these that have been mentioned today, Alyssa and Colton, that are traveling, Lord, be with them and watch over them. And some of our other families that may still be traveling, God, that you'll be with them. We lift up Kay today, God, asking for your touch for her and for strength and faith and grace, Lord. And we pray for Trevor and his family, God. We just pray for your strength and grace right now. And Lord, we pray for Don, Lord. We're thankful that he's here today, but we ask that you bring healing to his body as he's with this pneumonia, and you're taking the antibiotic. We also pray for Chase this morning as he's healing. Lord, we ask for a speedy recovery for him and restoring him back for school on Wednesday. Lord, we also pray for the three families today, the Honeyman and the Everett and the Lees family. With the loss of these loved ones, we pray for comfort. We pray for peace. We pray for grace today. And Lord, that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we pray, continue to lift up Hawaii and what's going on there on Maui, Lord, with the wildfires. And God, we just pray for strength for all those first responders that are out there trying to work. We pray for grace and peace for the families that have lost loved ones. and lost everything, God, that you would just grant your grace right now through that all. And Lord, we just pray that you will just bless the rest of our service. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you just feed us and fill us and with faith and hope. And Lord, we also pray for our time at the table today as we partake of the bread and drink from the cup. God, that your presence would be real in our lives and that you would strengthen us and fill us as only you can do. And Lord, I do pray if there is one or more that have come in today and maybe they've been facing something and they could not share. Lord, I just lift that need up to you today, whatever it may be. God, we just give it into your hands and ask for your presence to bless and that you would minister as only you can do. As we thank you now for all these things, as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy Well, this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, thank you for your faithfulness. And as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. God of abundance, we thank you for the many blessings we have received. Receive these gifts, joyfully given, and bless them in your service. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture readings are coming once again from several passages or verses from the book of Proverbs this morning. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. Friends love all the time, and kinfolk are born for times of trouble. There are persons for companionship, but then there are friends who are more loyal than family. Singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like pouring vinegar on soda. Like a restless person shooting deadly flaming arrows are those who receive their friend or deceive their friend and say, "Hey, I was only joking." An open reprimand is better than unexpressed love. Trustworthy are the reproofs of a friend. Dangerous are the kisses of an enemy. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Greeting a neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning will be viewed as a curse. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that God would give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. Well, I'm going to pick on ministers and pastors a little bit here this morning. A young couple invited their elderly pastor for a Sunday dinner. While they were in the kitchen preparing the meal, the minister asked their son what they were having. The boy replied, "Goat." "Goat," replied the pastor. "Are you sure about that?" "Yep," said the little boy. "I heard Dad say to Mom, today is just as good as any day to have the old goat for dinner." This morning we are continuing our series on wisdom for living from the book of Proverbs. Last week we looked at the wisdom of guidance, and we considered the guidance God does and the guidance God gives. Today we're looking at the wisdom of friendship. Friendship. How many of you have friends? How many of you can say you have a very close friend that just means the world to you? Yes. Friends are a part of our lives. Friends come and go at times, but boy, when you can get a friend that's been your friend since school all through your life, you are truly blessed. And friends are a very important topic in the book of Proverbs. They help and challenge us to become the people that we need to be. And they help and challenge us to make wise decisions in life. That's why they're so important. So let's talk a little bit about this. We're going to kind of break it down into two important ways. First of all, we're going to talk about friendships are unique. And they really are, if you think about it. Friendships are unique. And why is that? Why are friendships unique? Because if you know, we don't often think in this kind of way. We just somehow make friends in school, whether it was in elementary, junior high, or high school, or college, and we just kind of have them. But if you really think about it, friends are discovered. Listen to these words this morning. Chapter 18, verse 24. And I might read it a little bit different than what I read earlier. There are persons for companionship, but then there are friends who are more loyal than family. And if you remember the old King James version of this, is it says that there is a one who sticks closer than a brother. Now, I've heard preachers for years say that that's talking about Jesus, which may be true, but it's really talking about friends in our lives. And sometimes when you're reading through your Bible, if it talks about neighbors, the Hebrew word for neighbors is the exact same Hebrew word for friends. And so let me read another one. The sweetness of a friend comes from heartfelt counsel. Friends are discovered. Think about that for a minute. We discover, encounter, make friends with, discover them along life's journeys. Now, we may socialize with a lot of people, but when we discover that friend, whether it's one or two, who is more loyal than family, we are truly blessed. Why? Because the sage is trying to tell us that the benefits are of friendship are sweet to our lives. Think about your friends for a minute. Who is really close to you? Are they a blessing? Are they sweet to you? I mean, if you lived in ancient times, especially in biblical times, Old Testament times, guess what they didn't have yet? Sugar. Now, those of you that like your sugar and love your sweets, you would probably be disappointed. But they did have alternatives. Honey is one. Dates, although there was a honey that came from dates in that way, and they use those kind of things to sweeten them. But I mean, if you have a sweet tooth, then you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Have you ever just said, man, I need some chocolate right now? I just told Jody that yesterday. She says, is there any sweets in the house? And I said, I don't know, but I said, I need some chocolate right now. That's what I told her. Do you ever feel that way? Hey, I got to just call so-and-so right now because I just need to talk to somebody. That's your friend. That's there for you. And that's what we're talking about there. Friendships are discovered in life's situations, and you find out you have common interests and likes. I like what C.S. Lewis, the famous author, writer, and so forth, he described the beginnings of friendship like this. What? You too? I thought I was the only one. You catch that? Those interests, those common things that you come together and make friends on. Second part of that is that friends are irreplaceable. Once you get that friend or friends, however there is, they're irreplaceable, aren't they? Proverbs 17:17 says, friends love at all time. Or 18:24 again, there are friends who are more loyal than family. Friendship is something unique, and even the Bible describes it in that kind of way, because true friends are hard to come by. And when we find one, we hope that they will be like Ruth and Naomi. If you remember, at least the Bible study people did, we studied Ruth this last year. Ruth decided she was going to cling to Naomi and stay by her side through thick and thin. And that's what true friends do. They stick with us through it all, come what may. And such friends bring something into our lives that family can't bring, even sometimes that our spouse can't bring, or acquaintances can't bring, or neighbors can't bring. There is nothing quite like friendships, because friendships are irreplaceable. Now, if that is so true, if friendship is unique, then what are we going to do with that? Or how are we going to find those friends? Or what's significant about that? So let's talk a little bit. The second thing I want to talk about is the marks of an ideal friend this morning. What is an ideal friend? Proverbs gives it to us. Their friendships are formed in life's fires. Have you ever had that friend that was with you when you were sick and visited you and was there for you and made meals for you and brought them over and so forth? I mean, it takes work to be friends with people. So there are four marks in Proverbs of an ideal friend, and I want to just share them with you real quickly here. First of all, constancy. Constancy. They stay with us through thick and thin, as I was talking with the kids earlier, that talks about how friends are more. True friends are there through good times, bad times, but guess what? They're there for us through ordinary times. And they stick with us through thick and thin. They're constant in our lives. That doesn't mean we see them every day. That doesn't mean we talk to them every day. We may talk to them once a week. Maybe we talk to them twice a week. Maybe we talk to them a couple times a month because they live in another state. It doesn't matter. There's that constant connection. Second thing is carefulness. Carefulness. They are sensitive to what is happening in our lives. True friends want to know what's going on in our lives. Listen to this verse again. I wondered if you caught it when I read it earlier. Singing a song to a troubled heart is like mixing vinegar with baking soda. Now, you know what that does, don't you? Have you ever helped your grandkids make a volcano before? You take vinegar and mix it in, or, you know, with baking soda. What's that saying? That's saying that we can have a friend, but they're sensitive to what is going on in our lives at times. They know when to not push certain buttons. Or sometimes they know how to push certain buttons, don't they? And I'm going to say something about that in just a second here. This is the one that talked about firing the arrows. But this is a little bit different translation. Listen to this. I think it makes more sense. Like a child throwing rocks without thinking where they might land is a person who deceives a neighbor only to say, just kidding. Now, remember what I said about neighbors. It's like saying to your friend, you deceived your friend and saying, I was only joking. Or listen to this one. Greeting a friend with a loud voice early in the morning will be viewed as a curse. Since true friends are emotionally connected with us, they are careful. They won't wake us up early in the morning with loud music or a loud voice. They don't sing songs that are, when we are sad, that irritate us. They don't deceive us and say, I was only joking. They know how far they can go. Such friends are true gifts from God. The next one is candor. Candor. They tell us what we don't want to hear. Do you have a friend like that? If you do, you are truly blessed. So there's something about society today where we can't tell somebody something unless we're just flattering them. Have you ever noticed that a little bit? I'm not saying that always happens, but if you have a true friend that will speak up when you're going through something and they say, hey, think about this for a minute. And here's this chapter 27, verse 5 and 6. An open reprimand is better than unexpressed love. Trustworthy are the reproofs of a friend. Dangerous are the kisses of an enemy. These readings that I just read there are very vivid, aren't they? They paint a picture. Trustworthy reproofs. Open reprimands. Good friends are open and honest with us. Even blunt at times. because they're better than enemies that flatter us. Because that's how we can have the wool pulled over our eyes. It's good to have those good friends that speak to us and into our lives. And then the last one is counsel. Their advice sweetens our lives. I talked a little bit about that when I mentioned it earlier. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume. And iron sharpens iron. Friends who are people who we can confide in, who will help us become the people that we are meant to be. I've had friends like this through the years, especially when I was preparing for ministry. It was really God sent people into my lives that spoke into my life. And a lot of times they spoke good things into my life, but there was always a few of them, and they didn't always speak this way, but there was a few of them that could really speak into my life and be blunt with me. And I was really grateful for that because it helped me at times. It helped me save from being hurt. It helped me to avoid certain paths and all of that in life. And I appreciate that so much because they did a survey not too long ago among pastors. And they asked pastors if they had close friends. And guess what their answer most often was?
Yes.
No. Because ministry can be very lonely. In fact, that is one of the top reasons why people go out of ministry. Because you can't always get too close to people. It's just kind of the way it is at times. And so when you can have a good friend, it makes a really big difference. And it's so important because such friendships are sweeten and gladden our hearts. Their presence sharpens our lives. You know, if you're sharpening your blades on your lawnmower, you know, you usually use a file, don't you? Unless you got a grinder or whatever, and you can put it on there and do it real quick. So it's iron sharpening iron. And what that does is it makes us better people. Wisdom doesn't happen alone. As I was reflecting on these verses this week, I felt two things. I'm going to open up here a little bit. Number one, I felt longing. Longing for a true friend. Because as I shared earlier, sometimes as pastors, it's hard. And I'll just give you an example real quick. Met a person, kind of start to get to know them, talk to them and everything. And, you know, it's a great thing. And then all of a sudden, they ask me what I do for a living. And I tell them I'm a pastor. And all of a sudden, they'll close their mouth. They'll change their conversation. And they close up. Because they think they can't be real in front of a pastor. So, longing for a true friend. And second, there was a crushing feeling in me. Because as I was re-going through all of these this week, I started to realize, man, I have not been the kind of friend at times that I should have been that we read and talked about just a moment ago. Being a true friend is hard. Nevertheless, I'm thankful for Jesus. A true friend indeed. Listen to his words from John 15. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friend. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that we have a friend in Jesus. We sing that hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. Because we can go to him no matter what we're facing in life. Friendships are unique And there are marks to true friendship that are forged in the fires of life. The wisdom of friendship. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning as we get ready to share in communion this morning. And I want to invite you to join with me as we do every time before our little prayer of thanksgiving and confession and preparation for our time at the table at the presence of the Lord today. Let's prepare our hearts together by praying with me. Risen One, you call us friends so we might share in your love and grace for the world. Pour out your Spirit upon the bread and the fruit of the table, that your presence might be real to us as we are forgiven, nourished, and empowered to live abundantly each day by your grace and share in the gift of eternal life because of you. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today and the Lord hears us and the Lord extends grace, not only grace, but friendship into our lives as he reaches out to us as we share at the table today. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses that are going to be helping us this morning with serving, if they would make their way. Remember, the table is open. You don't have to be a member of this church to celebrate at the table and experience God's love and grace together this morning.
When they were gathered together, Jesus took the bread and he broke it and gave thanks for it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. together, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it and gave thanks and said, "Take, drink, this is my, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's just take a moment, turn around and shake a couple hands, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our chorus there this morning. Let's stand as we get ready to close this morning and sing that chorus. We are standing on holy ground this morning. We'll sing it through twice. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Sing it again. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus. Let's join together for our benediction. God promises to be with us wherever we go. The blessing of Almighty God, Source, Word, and Spirit, be with us now and always. Amen.